out. So again, I say welcome to our fourth anniversary celebration closeout day. We are so excited what God is doing, and we're just going to go right to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the two women of God who said yes to your will, who said yes to your way, and who started the TMC call, Father. We know that because of their yes, we get fed each day, every Monday through Friday, Lord. We get the word and we get to come together in the sanctuary and just praise you and hear from you, oh Father, as we start our day. We thank you for the Des De Leon family who started Artists International, because without them, these two women of God would not have met. So we praise you right now, Lord, because we know that you have done this and you will continue to do the exceeding and abundant more than we can think, hope, or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So we praise you that this call is going to go forward unhindered and uninterrupted, because we know you have a message. Lord, we ask a double portion of your blessing on the woman of God who is bringing forth the message today. Lord, touch her, lead her, guide her, continue to pour into her as she pours out into us. So we praise you right now, God. We magnify your name. We lift you up. It is in Jesus' name that we submit this humble prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Kai, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Minister Tiffany, take it away.
Wow. Praise God. We praise God for you, and we thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning on the Master's Call, and thank you for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, TMC family. It is a celebration day today here on the Master's Call. We are celebrating our fourth year of enriching, enhancing, and empowering lives as we begin our day. So I am Tiffany Lauderdale, all the way here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders of this telecommunications sanctuary, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador and Artist International, and our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. Yes, I said 4 years. Tomorrow, October the 25th, 2014, will be our fourth year anniversary, and we have been celebrating what God has been doing here on the Master's Call all week long. We have had phenomenal speakers, and I'm telling you, the presence of God has been moving through this call. And so we thank each and every single one of you for supporting us and for being here on the Master's Call. And if you are just visiting us for the first time, please visit our website, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see all of our messages archived on our website. You'll see our mission statement. You will also see all of the bios for the speakers who have been a part of this call from the inception of this call, and you could click on any of those messages at any time. Also, if you're on the line this morning and you say, wow, they've been there for 4 years consistently, well, maybe I want to be a part of that ministry. Well, we invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. Also, maybe today you may not get a chance to give us a shout-out, and maybe you just want to share with us how this call has blessed your life. Well, we invite you to use our email, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we would greatly appreciate what you have to say, and we will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. Today is Transform 90 Friday with the Transformation Queen, Shavela Banks, and so we invite you to join us over there immediately following part two of this call, because as you know, it is Friday, so that means that we will open up our call to hear your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests. So don't hang up. Stay on the line so that we can hear from you. We are 7 days away from the Artist Empowerment Conference that will be taking place at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. So if you on this line want more information regarding the Empowerment Conference, please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com. And if you are an artistpreneur, please check your back office for additional information. Well, at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for today, OMG, she is a mighty woman of God, Dr. Jocelyn Purnell Henderson, along with her husband, Dr. Walter Henderson III, are founders of the Berean Family Worship Center, which was started in 1985. BFWC is a thriving ministry located in the metropolitan area of the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Their desire and BFWC's vision is to discipline sons and daughters that will enlarge the kingdom of God. Drs. Walter and Jocelyn Purnell Henderson are co-founders of Living by Precepts Ministries, Incorporated, located in Hartford, Wisconsin. This ministry began as a vision from God to Dr. Purnell Henderson. The vision of LBPM is bringing the lost into the covenant relationship with God the Father and equipping those that are saved to gain a better understanding of their covenant rights. LBPM published a quarterly newsletter for pastors, wives, and women in ministry entitled The Joyous Pastors Help Meet. This newsletter circulation reached over 43 states within the United States and four foreign countries, including parts of Africa, Israel, China, and Australia. Its last issue was published in September 2008. God has allowed Dr. Purnell Henderson and her husband to travel extensively across the globe, teaching and preaching on their And the Two Shall Become One Flesh marriage series. She has ministered in China, South Africa, Israel, Australia, and throughout the United States of America. They are also authors and have recently released their first two books, The Art of Communication of Marriage and The Covenant of Marriage, which are the first two titles of the And the Two Shall Become One Flesh book series. Dr. Purnell Henderson is also anointed to teach on the role of a submissive wife, especially the submissive pastor's helpmeet. At this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning, on this day, our speaker for the morning, Dr. Jocelyn Purnell Henderson, and we affectionately call her Dr. J. Dr. J, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Minister Tiffany. It is an honor, and a privilege this morning to hear so many of your voices this morning. Dr. PK, I believe you're on the line and you have an announcement.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can.
Hear you loud and clear, Dr. PK.
Oh, my God. I am so excited, Dr. J, to hear your voice and to hear you on the line this morning. I am so thankful that you were one of the people who were instrumental in my success in Artist International as one of my first you and Navoria Reese. I thank God for you today. And because Artist International has been instrumental in bringing all of us together, there is no better way for us to close today than for us to introduce to you one of our founders of the company, one of our co-founders. And she has been absolutely instrumental. She's out there in Vegas, and they aren't used to getting up this early. And I didn't know exactly whether they were going to be able to make it today, but we thank God that she did. So at this point, I would like to introduce to you Miss Evia Diaz-De-Leon, who is going to come and share with us this morning, because faith is the principle, the founding principle that our business is founded on, Artist International. Are you there, my dear sister Elvia?
Hola, Pecola, ¿me escuchas?
Oh, ¿cómo estás?
Buenos días, good morning, everyone. I hopefully everybody can hear me well. And I'm sorry?
I said we can hear you well.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Ficola. Good morning to every single person who is connected in this call today. As you said, Mrs. Ficola, we're not used to get up this early, but I love this invitation because today is a very, very special day. It's the fourth anniversary of this great, great calls. So I appreciate very, very much, and on behalf of all the Diaz de León family, we want to thank you for everything you guys do every single week. I know it's not easy, but you guys give us that inspiration and that motivational calls, and you can touch a lot of people out there with the God, with the voice of God. So for that is for us is very important because, as you said, Nicola, Artist International is based on faith. It's a very special value for everyone. So we have always believed that God has been present during all these years in Artist International. He has been blessing this company for so many years, for more than 20 years, and we are very thankful for him, for he has done for us through all these years, to the family and to the entire company, to the entire artist family. I know he has been blessing so many lives around the world, changing people's lives through every single person's voice, talking about Artists International, talking about the artist opportunity. So I'm thankful for that, and I hope that God will continue blessing this company for so many more years. I can't wait to see every single person of you saying, I'm 5 years old in the artist, I'm 6, I'm 7, I'm 20, I'm 11, and having your children involved in this beautiful company too. So again, congratulations for this fourth anniversary to all the speakers, especially that make this call possible, like PK Roberts, Tiffany Lordale, and Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for speaking through the family, on behalf of the family, on behalf of the company. I know you've been changing lives, and you will continue doing it. I want to thank you for your loyalty. I want to thank every single person who is connected for all the love that you guys share and all the love that you guys give us also for your support, for your honesty, for your loyalty, and for being always there for Artists International. Can't wait to see the future that is coming for artists, but we'll continue pushing hard every single day to give you guys the best because you guys deserve it, and we want to see you growing in Arts International and going to the next levels all the time, bringing new people and having this awesome company going around the world as the number one company in the entire world. So thank you so much again, Nicola. Thank you so much to you guys. We love you so much, and on behalf of the Diaz de León family, congratulations on this fourth anniversary. God bless you all.
God bless you, and thank you so very much for coming on the call, Elvia, this morning. I wanted you to just share with all of our listeners how important faith is to the company, and we thank you. We also wanted the Word of God to be the last thing on the hearts and minds of people as they are preparing to go out for their day. And so that's why we wanted to go on and bring you on. And I'm telling you, listening to Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, whom you have met several times, and you assisted us with some challenges early on in her business, you have been super fantastic. So at this time, we are going to bring back up my dear friend, a woman and a man who just stood by me and assisted me when David, when my husband died, and how she has just been a prayer warrior over me and have stood in the gap and held the place for me. I bring to you my friend, Dr. J, who is coming to give us the word. Get ready because God will fill your cup. Put it out. Dr. J, take it away.
Again, thank you so much, Dr. PK. Can you all hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Well,
thank you so much.
Bless the Lord. I want to go right into the word. I want to, first of all, honor the Lord for the DSD Leon family, as well as all of you that are a part of what I call this business of integrity, being Artists International. It is an absolute privilege, absolute pleasure, and honor this morning that I would get this opportunity to be the person that would bring this word. I truly believe that I have set before the Lord, and he has given me a word specifically. It might be a challenging word for some of you, but what I will say right up front, because I am an evangelist at heart, and I will say just align yourself up to do what it is that God is calling, predestined us to do, because the only way we're going to get into what it is that he is desiring to have us have is that we begin to walk out what it is I believe that God has given me for this call this morning. I want to also greet my husband, who I know is on this call as well. Somebody asked, I believe on Tuesday, something about is he still the hole in my donut? And I said yes, because if it ever changes, it just be a lump of dough. So I honor the Lord for you, my husband of 30 years, Dr. Walter Henderson III, and I do, again, bless the Lord for the privilege. Let's go right into the word. I want to just say, first of all, one of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible outside of John 3:16, that talks about, you know, what God has done for us. He loved the whole world, so he sent his son, is Psalms 5, verse 12. And I want to start with that verse, and I'm going to be doing a lot of throwing different scripture at you. So if you have your pen and paper, feel free to write these down. And I would challenge you to go back and meditate on the word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to give us life. So Psalm 5, verse 12 says, God will bless the righteous. Now, when I look in the Bible and I read those type of scriptures, I say, oh, God, you're talking about me. God will bless the righteous. He didn't say I will bless the perfect. He didn't say I will bless those that don't make mistakes. He says I will bless the righteous. And he also says in that scripture, he will surround them with favor as a shield. Righteous is one that has a right standing and a right relationship with God. It is one that walks in integrity. And that's the thing I want to talk about this morning concerning us and Artists International and all of us in our everyday aspects of whatever it is that we're doing. The integrity of the righteous. Write that down. Because that's exactly what we have to be. We can preach a good preach. We can sing a good song. But until we walk in integrity, none of it is going to mean anything to the Lord. Proverbs 11, verse 3 is probably one of my opening scriptures as well. And it says, the integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. What is integrity? Integrity is steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. It is living a life of incorruptibility. Incorruptibility is a life that we ought to live as men and women of God that's on this call that says that we love the Lord. Integrity is the quality of being whole, undivided, and complete. Listen to this. Integrity is the character of always doing what is right, regardless of the circumstances, no matter how much people pressure you or press us in. We are still going to do what's right if we are walking in integrity. Integrity is doing what is right regardless if someone is watching you or not. Oh, when we go into the back office, integrity says, I'm going to do what's right back there, even though nobody else is watching me, because God sees everything. Integrity is a way in which we can have a lifestyle that will say, follow me as I follow Christ. Let me give you two keys to living in this way of life. Number one, there's a safe way to live in life. You know what that is? Do what is right. That's the only safe way to live our life. And then number two, there's a dangerous way to live in life. Do whatever will bring you and I the most pleasure, the most fame, the most prestige, the most money, the most glory of men. That is a dangerous way in which to live. By committing to only do what is right all the time, you have a certain guide for every situation. Now, I know that Artists International, because I've been a part of this tremendous business since 2009, they have a lot of things that they give us in the way of instructions and codes and guides and patterns that they desire for us to use and they have set for us to use and expect us to use. But God's Word has given us also a guide for every situation. There is never a time that we cannot go to the Word of God and find the integrity of His Word to walk out every situation. Living this way with a guide will resolve any of our life decisions. Integrity is the way of the upright, is what that verse says in Proverbs 11, verse 3. And upright mean those that are righteous, those that have a right relationship with the Lord. I didn't say those that come, you know, on this call Monday through Friday, you know, and shout hallelujah. But I said have a right relationship, a right way of living. That if somebody's asking me to do something wrong, I say, oh, no, God is watching, and I can't do anything that's going to bring him dishonor, not bring him glory. The upright integrity guides them through their life. Every decision, integrity must be our guide. The upright integrity reveals the safe direction or passageway. The upright integrity reveals dangers and snares in the road of life. Sometimes we're going through stuff that we don't even have to go through. If we would allow integrity to direct us, to lead us, and to guide us, we don't have to go and hit no bumps in the road. You know, you don't have to touch a stove in order to know that the eye is hot when it's shining red. We can pass by it and do what it is that God has called us to do. You know, in that Proverbs 11:3, it talks about two comparisons, and I want to talk about those. One is integrity, and the other one, and that meaning uprightness, and the other one is perverseness and transgressors. To be perverse means that you're crooked, twisted. You deal crookedly. All your dealings are crooked. And it's usually a person that's always looking over their back. They don't know whether somebody's going to catch them doing something, so they have to always have one eye in the front, one eye in the back. It means to take what is right and to twist it to create another direction. Wicked furniture, if you've ever seen it, it's called wicker. Perverse is to turn away from what we know is right in order to do what we know is wrong. Now, I know that we're going to use this message to talk to other folks because I know anybody on this call doing any of this stuff that's perverseness. Transgressors are those who go beyond or over a boundary or limit. I know what artists have said for me to do, but I'm going to go past that. No, you're a transgressor, or I'm a transgressor when I decide to do that. A transgression is an act in violation of the laws or the standards. It is an act of violation of the code of ethics that's been set by the Company of Artists International. And so this morning we have to ask ourselves whether we are walking in the way of integrity or whether we have taken a perverseness and decided that we're going to transgress even the standards that have been set before us in this great company called Artists International. Also, a person that is walking in that is a transgressor and that are perverse, they have no guide but their own carnal desires. If it makes their flesh feel good, do it. Their money, their fame, their stuff, their greed rules their spirit. Their emotions dictate what is right for them. But what is right? Let me tell you what is right. Whatever the Bible says, that's what is right. And we can't move off of that. I don't care. Anything contrary to what the Word of God says is perverse and wrong. And I'll give you a scripture reference. I won't go through and read it. Psalms 119, verse 128. It talks about David said that he hated every false way. If it looked like it's a lie, don't get involved with it. Compared to what God's Word says, it doesn't matter what the mayor says in Houston. It doesn't matter what the governor says in the state of Wisconsin. It doesn't matter what the senators, the congressmen, congresswomen, the president, the pastors, the popes, the bishops, archbishop, the king, your upline, your downline. It doesn't matter what is socially or politically correct. It doesn't matter what tradition or culture has to say is correct. Let God's word be true today in each one of our hearts, and every man else be a liar, is what the word of God says. Here's a scripture for you. John 17:17 says it this way. And Jesus' disciples, he was talking to them, and he said, sanctify them by your word. Set them apart. And I challenge us this morning that we will be set apart in integrity. He says, and the reason that I can sanctify you with my word is because my word is truth. And God's word today has to be our truth, our shield, and our buckler. I want to give you two examples of, and there's a whole lot of them in the Bible, but these are two of my favorite. Number one, Joseph. Joseph had integrity that would not allow him to go and sleep with Potiphar's wife. She tried to seduce him. The man had to run out of his coat. If you got to run out your shoes, leave your dress, leave your skirt, leave your pants, come on, get up and go on and do what you're supposed to do to walk out integrity. That reference scripture is in Genesis 39 chapter. David had integrity. He could have killed Saul many times, at least on two different occasions. But Saul was seeking to kill him, 1 Samuel 24, verse 26. But David's integrity said, I will not touch God's anointing. And we have to come back to a place of integrity, that in everything we do, that God will be able to look at our life and say, well done. I want to sum it all up. The word of God in Proverbs 19:1 says, it is better if a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man that is perverse in his speech and is a self-confident fool. Now, I didn't call any of us that on this call this morning. But I would say this morning to you and I that it is better to be poor and have integrity than to be rich, perverted, and arrogant. We should choose a life of integrity over financial success. We should choose a life of integrity over professional careers. We should choose a life of integrity that God's word will cause us to have financial and professional success. We can have it all. The benefits of walking in integrity is that your seed is blessed after you. And that's where I want to end today, because I remember just a few years ago, and I often, when talking to Dr. PK, I bring this back up because it has set such a standard, I believe, for me, even more so concerning Artists International. It was one of the Vegas gatherings that we had. And the integrity that Dad D. as D. Leon talked about, the integrity in the way in which he handled his family. I remember one of his grandsons, it was the first grandson, he brought him up on the stage, placed this little hat on his head, and he talked about how he was leaving an inheritance, oh my God, this morning, to his children's children. I would to God that we would begin to walk in integrity, that we can leave something as an inheritance to our children. And I say to you, Daddy Leon, wherever you are this morning, that has so encouraged me to know that the folks that sit at the helm of this ministry, this business called Artists International, has left an inheritance for their children, and they have desired to walk in integrity. I say God bless you this morning, that you would continue to walk out this integrity test, that we would do what is right. Do it all the time. Do it when people are watching. Do it when people don't even know that you're doing it. Do it in a way that will bring glory to the honor of this business called Artists International and to your family. Do it in a way that every time people see you, they will be able to look at your life, look at my life, and say, follow me as I follow Christ. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. God bless you all on your fourth year of celebrating, I heard today, full of faith. God bless you this morning. It's been an honor. It's been a privilege.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. J, for that anointed and powerful word this morning. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for part one of this call, but at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the woman of God that shared with us the integrity of the righteous God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be manifest in her life, that you would increase in every single area, Father, that you would heal and deliver right now. I speak favor, blessings, and increase in her ministry, in her family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And for each and every person who dialed into this, the Master's Call, oh God, we thank you for 4 years. We thank you that we have enriched, empowered, and enhanced lives, God. We thank you for what we walk in, and we let us walk in the integrity of the righteous God. Let us walk into the favor and the blessings and the increase that you have for us, God. Let us be Artists International, where an appointment with us will change lives one at a time, Father. We thank you for the co-founders of this call. We thank you for Artists International and for the Diaz de Leon family, and we pray that you would continue to do greater and new things, God. And so I speak healing, deliverance, and that every need will be met in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for keeping us for 4 years, and we look forward to 5 and 6 and 7 and so on and so forth, God. And I just thank you for what you do for us here each day. And so as we go out to be great ministers in the marketplace, let us know that we cannot do anything without you, but with you we can do everything. And to you, God, we give the glory, we give the honor, and we give you all of our praise, and we celebrate you on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare this to be so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So you have dialed into the Master's Call on our 4th year celebration week. And so to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. You also can go on to our website, which is www.info@themasterscall. I apologize. That is the email address, www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net is our website. info@themasterscall.net is our email. And so immediately following this call, we will be going into part two of our call. But if you will be joining us later, please visit us as we go to the morning motivational call, Transform 90 Friday. That is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539-598-TAL. Don't forget, Artist Empowerment Conference, October the 31st through November the 2nd in the beautiful, beautiful Bahamas. That is www.artistempowermentconference.com. www.artistempowermentconference.com. Dr. J, can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for the first part of this call on this day?
Thank you so much. And again, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be the one for this end of this week on the call. It's been a privilege. Father, we just thank you that we will walk out the integrity test with those that we come in contact with in the marketplace, at our churches, in our homes, in our businesses, so we can say to others, follow me as I follow Christ. Thank you for calling us into accountability at this season in our life. We thank you for your correction, and we are willing, and you will make us well able to make the changes that is necessary, that we will walk out integrity. We will live a life anointed by the spirit of integrity. And I do decree and declare this morning over this call, especially to the founders, and to the founders of this call and the founders of this ministry and business of Artists International, that you are right now becoming trees planted in integrity by the rivers of living water, and you will bring forth the correct fruit in this season. You shall not be moved. For the Lord your God is a shield and a sun of a protection over you. And no good thing will he withhold from those of us that walk out integrity. I love you this morning. God bless you in no other name but Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. J, for giving us our benediction and also that profound word on the integrity of the righteous. Minister Kai, thank you for seating us and greeting us this morning and giving us our task for the day, full of Faith Friday. And so at this time, without further ado, I thank each and every single one of you for being on the call, but it is indeed an honor to bring to you a wonderful, phenomenal, fabulous woman of God. Without her, this call would not be what it is every day. She makes sure that this board is working in order. She makes sure that she posts all of the information on her via her Facebook page or in the masterscall.net website. And without her, I don't know what we would do. And I thank God for her being a part of the vision here along with Dr. PK and for carrying out the mission and the mandate that God gave her here on the Master's Call. So at this time, without further ado, it is indeed an honor to bring to you one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our TMC family. And oh, my God. Thank you, Dr. J, for a profound, strategic, prophetic word to seal out this week. That was truly from the throne room of God. And you know how very, very much I love and appreciate you and Dr. Walter. And we again thank you both for taking out your time this week. You were with us in the beginning, and it was only apropos that you be with us this week and our entire week. We thank God for all of our awesome speakers, and to you, my dear Elvia, early in the morning, we so appreciate you representing the family, coming on the call. That means so, so much to us. It means even more that you stayed around and early this morning to be a part of this entire call. We love and so appreciate you. And before many of you all leave, I do want to remind you that tomorrow is Super Saturday. Tomorrow is Super Saturday, which is live all around the country and the world. And if you go to your back office, we're encouraging those who live in cities where they're coming together to come out physically and be a part. But everybody can participate by going to artistlive.com. I think different cities are starting at different times. I know we're coming together in Houston at 9 Central Standard Time, and it actually begins at 10 Central Standard Time, but this is something new that they're doing that I think is phenomenal, so that we'll all hear the same thing at the same time, being trained the same way. We are covering Olga in prayer. She's doing a phenomenal job traveling coast to coast for Artists International, so we want to encourage everybody, please make sure you spread the word to your team that tomorrow is Super Saturday. And from the comfort of your home, if you're in a city where there's not a success center, please get on the Internet and watch the excitement. And remember that we are moving it, reshaping it, and working it for Artists International. So, again, for all of you who participated, been a part of TNC from October 25th, 2010, to now, whenever you got along and on the train, we are so grateful, Dr. PK and I, for you being a part of our vision, because it wouldn't be able to manifest day in and day out without you. And we look forward to many, many more years, even well after we're gone. This call will remain because it glorifies God as it brings together the people of Artists. And we're going to take a few minutes because, you know, on Fridays, every Friday, we stop and take the prayer requests and the praise reports from each one of you. And we want to definitely use this time to take shout-outs of love. And if you have a prayer request, please feel free to hit *6 and to hit 1 and come on in queue. But we just want to, again, thank everybody, for all the love you show. All righty, we're going to start with 0758. 758. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning to you, Dr. Vanessa, and to my artist family members. I would be remiss if I did not come on and thank you for, and Dr. PK, for saying yes when God gave you the mandate for this call. It has truly been a blessing for me over the last 4 years, even when my business was not going in the direction that I wanted it to go in. I stayed on the call. Many of the calls were words of upliftment, empowerment. Many of the calls were for prayer. But I'm telling you, it has just truly been a blessing in my life, and I want to thank you and all of the other prayer warriors for your prayers, your kind words, and the word of God that God has put into your loins over the years from the bottom of my heart for myself and my family members. So, Dr. Vanessa, before I met you, I wanted to meet you because our spirits had connected on the phone, and I thank God for the person that I met truly was the person that I desired to meet. So I just thank God for you and your obedience, and I pray that as we continue with this call, that God's blessings will flow and the increase will come the way God desires for it to come. Now, my prayer request today is for my family member, the Longford family member who is being laid to rest today. I'm asking to keep the family in prayer for Felix Langford, who passed on earlier this week, and also for First Lady of New Light Church, Lois Rochford, who passed on this week. I'm asking for prayer for her family and her church family. And the last prayer request is for myself. I'm not feeling well in my body. I'm getting ready to go to the doctor, and I'm just believing God that this pain that I'm having in my legs is nothing serious and it's something that can be treatable. So I'm asking for prayer for myself for that.
All right, Miss Debbie, thank you so much. And your words, they mean so much to us. And I appreciate you, and we got you covered in prayer. Thanks again for calling in. All righty, we're going to head out to 9114. Good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call.
Praise the Lord. Celebration, 4 years. Ooh, without this 4 years, I don't know what I would have did. Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa and family. This is Joni from Tampa. I want to say happy birthday to Mother Josie and my dad. You know, he made 94 on the 10th.
Wow. Yeah.
And his golf and doing, still fussy. But I just want to thank God for this Master Morning Call. Without it, I don't know where I would be, because really it has brought me a long way. I hadn't gave my life to the Lord till I met you all. And it was a big step, and I just seen how it has turned around. And my girlfriend told me to get on the line. I get on the line, she ain't on the line no more. I said, well, that's all right, I ain't stopping. Because, honey, this is my food in the morning. Yes, ma'am. So I just want to thank you all, that y'all have been so encouraging, and everybody. And I just love to hear Miss Jackie when she come on there. All of them. Oh, yeah, special shout out. Now I'm going to ask you for my prayer. Because I want Dr. If she's not on here, what's the one I always talk to? Sister Marie. Yes.
Oh, okay, from the north side of town, Miss Marie.
Right. If she's not on here, would you pass on to her? I'm asking for prayer. The chemo's not working.
Okay.
So the doctor said what he want to do, he want to give me high dose. He want to take me in. I got to go in for 4 weeks. He want to give me a high dose, knock out your bone marrow, knock out all my counts. I won't have nothing to fight with, no visitors, no nothing. Isolate me. And then the good marrow should grow back. So this is what we believe is going to work. So I don't want no more chemo. I don't want no more. But I'm just going to let God lead and guide me. And I just want you all to keep me in prayer, because really I'm confused right now.
God is not the author of confusion. He'll speak to your heart. Have you still been drinking the product?
No, I didn't get it, but I promise you I'm going to get it. Dr. Vanessa, when he told me that, I just kind of went in one of my modes. But I said, devil, you're a lie. I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to get my products, and I got to, because he's telling me that ain't going to work, so I know the product's got to work. So I'm going to get on.
You have too many testimonies, and you've hurt too many people. We have no reason why we can't make medical claims. but we have too many people. I'm going to have Minister Tiffany give you a call so that we can definitely continue to help you, because you know we love you and we have truly been praying for you. So know that we are locked in agreement with you, but we want you to get those products in your system. We want to do all we can do and then trust God to do what we cannot do. Amen?
That's right. Amen. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Miss Jody. We always love hearing from you. All right, 6003. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Fee. Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm on my cell phone, and it may be a little noisy because I'm in the car dealership having my car repaired. So, but I did want to come on because I had not been able to get on all week. My daughter was in intensive care dealing with lung issues this week, and so I wasn't able to get on the call, and I missed you guys tremendously. She is home, but she still needs your prayers. So keep Latresa uplifted in your prayers. And I also want to thank you for this call because I, too, was led to Christ through this call.
Mm.
So led back to Christ through this call, and I can't tell you how much this call has meant in my earthly life and my spiritual life. So I thank you for the friendship that we have. I thank you for the spiritual connection. I thank God for bringing us together. You guys have been an inspiration and an uplift to me. And then, when there's times when I've been discouraged or whatever, I could get on the call and always receive the word that I need to lift my spirits back up. And so I just thank you. I can't thank you enough. I love you and Pastor Vanessa and my TMC family with all of my heart. I wish blessings to every last one of you on the call. And I just heard Miss Joni on the call prior to me. And I wanted to say to Miss Joni that when God brings you something, which is like Artists International, don't turn away from it, because sometimes that's how we miss our blessings. He's bringing it to you, but you're not listening to him. So listen to God when he's bringing this to you. I know that Artist has been tremendous in my life. The products have been tremendous in my life with what I'm going through and what I'm dealing with, the lupus and everything else, the heart conditions and everything, and Artist has been a godsend. So listen to what God is sending to you. So I love you. I love you. I'm going to get off the phone because it's very noisy in here. But I love you. I love you. And I'm looking forward to receiving my love and hugs in the Bahamas.
All right. Well, we'll have them packaged and ready. And thank God for that. You know, both of you, Joni and Jackie, the biggest miracle in the world, I say this every time when I minister and do altar call, it's more important than healing, it's more important than deliverance, it's more important than prosperity breakthrough, is the salvation of a soul. And for you to let us know that this call has led you into the kingdom of God, that humbles me and brings tears to my eyes, because that is about what we are about, being his ministers in the marketplace. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, oh, my God, we are going to hear from Chi-Town from our very first prayer warrior. She is short in stature but huge in the spirit. Good morning, Miss Amber. I love you so much. Thank you for calling in. I know you want to just speak from your heart. The floor is yours. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Dr. and Vanessa and Dr. PK. And it was so good to hear Dr. J and Tiffany and everyone. I usually am running out, so I'm not going to stay on long, but I just thank God for your faithfulness. As she was preaching, the integrity of you women of God, the men of God. And I want to read a scripture when I got on and Dr. J was ministering, and God dropped this scripture for me to share with you. And it's in Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints, as well as we hear the unbeliever, and do minister. And that's what you all have been doing for these last 4 years. I felt honored when you all asked me, as God dropped it in your heart, to be one of the beginning intercessors and prayer warriors. You all are leaving a legacy with signs, wonders, and miracles, and it's going to be even greater and fire even the more, because souls, as you said, is getting saved. People are getting delivered, set free, and prospering because of the Word and Artists International. So the spiritual and the natural are meeting together for the kingdom of God, and he's using you all greatly and mightily. And I tell you, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the hearts and minds of each and every one of you what God is going to continue to do from the company with the Diaz de Leon family and to the ones like you all that are keeping on in this race. And I said, truly, I tell you, in this earth as well as in the kingdom of God, your reward is great. So I just wanted to tell you that. I am so thankful to stay connected and praying with you all, although I'm not on. All is well with me and my family and my household. I thank you for the prayers. I will continue to pray for each and every one of you all. Continue to keep me in prayer. And then sometimes I'll be able to get on, but as I say, I'll be out the door and doing what I need to do naturally as well as spiritually. I love you all. Thank God for you all, and continue to do God's kingdom work. God bless you.
God bless you. And I know I could see Dr. PK grinning through the phone. We just so love Miss Amber, and many of you all remember her in the beginning. Sometimes when she gets through praying, we didn't need to do nothing but say the benediction and take it to the house. And you heard the fire of God on her then. And we just love you. We thank you. And you even taking out the time to come on this Friday and give us a shout out. The seeds you planted, we speak back a hundredfold to you. All right, let's head out to Philadelphia. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Charvon. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Founders Week as we bring it on in.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I want to thank you and Dr. PK so very much for this call, the way you guys said yes, and with all the different speakers that you guys bring on, it's just truly a blessing, the different speakers each and every time, the messages that they give, and also with the prayer warriors that take our prayer requests and just pray over them all week, has truly been a blessing in my life. And so I just want to thank the entire Master's Call family for all that they do to continue to help this call to move forward. I wanted to mention the, oh my goodness, last week, the prayer request that I gave, I wanted to give a follow-up in regards to those. My brother is doing better, and I want to thank everyone for the prayers in regards to him, Nathaniel, and he's back at work, taking it slowly, though. And then for my cousin, Derek, we still need prayer. He's out of the hospital. They did say that he's really suffering badly with depression and that he needs therapy, but he doesn't want to go for the therapy. And so right now his job is refusing to allow him to come to work until he starts the therapy because they can't be liable in case he does anything to any of the employees. And so we still need prayer for Derek. And I want to also ask for prayer for all those that are still making their way and pushing their way for the Bahamas trip. I was able to get my passport this week. Praise the Lord. I got my passport.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes, indeedy. Thank you, Lord. So I'm so thankful for that and to be able to meet up with all the artist family members that are going to be able to be in the Bahamas with us. And also not only want to thank you guys for your 4 years anniversary, but this week in artists, as of this past Wednesday, makes 6 years in artists for me, and tomorrow is my delightful 17th wedding anniversary, and so I'm so thankful to God for that. Yes, indeedy. So this is really a celebrational week for me, and I just thank the Lord for it. And to you all have, for the Super Saturdays, that everything goes well. We know we're moving forward with the new way, and so even though we have a address change in our location, just that all the equipment and everything that needs to go well goes well, because it's just so exciting to do this new thing in artists with the Super Saturdays and the trainings, the way it's coming along. So
So that's it for me for now. Thank you all, and God bless. Have a blessed weekend.
Hey, Pastor Vanessa.
Yes,
I just want to say before my phone goes dead and I'm not at a plug-in, I thank God for Amber coming on this morning. I was really, really excited to hear her. And I thank each and every one of you for your love for me over these 4 years. I especially want to give thanks to Dr. J, and Miss Elvia sent her thank you to her as well. I don't know if she's still on the line, but she's really, really appreciative and said that she would send the information to Papa and the message on to Papa. It was a powerful, powerful message this morning. And Dr. Vanessa, I thank you for carrying this call, and I thank you that you will continue to carry the call, because this is what the Lord would have you to do at this season, and I thank God for you. I want to thank God for all that has happened, and the sun has risen in my life again, and for you all holding a space and place for me here on the call. And so God loves you, and I bless you as I go, continue to go and flow with Artists International and the ministry that God has on my life. So I love all of you, and I thank you so, so very much. Looking forward to seeing all of you in the Bahamas and hugging your necks and seeing where God is going to take us from there. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much for that time.
Amen, and we love you too.